Buffalo and Western New York has an enormous number of colleges and universities with graduates and graduates of graduate programs with very significant technical skills. Can they be recruited to work in industries in Western New York?
Absolutely they can, but the process is somewhat arduous, and there are flaming hoops that these individuals are going to have, both the employers and the employees are going to have to jump through in order to be able to secure immigrant status after they've completed their studies.
Does the government make it easy or difficult?
Incredibly difficult. The process generally, if let's say we're talking about an H-1B visa, which is a specialty occupation visa, there are numerical limitations to how many people that are eligible to apply for that status. And there are waiting times as with regards to when you can start employment based on when you apply for the job through the immigration process. Basically, they make it as difficult as possible for U.S. employers to hire non-U.S. citizens.
Does it matter if they're already here doing mechanical engineering at UB or if they're at the Indian Institutes of Technology?
It generally would make it easier if they're going to obtain a degree from a United States university, because then they're not going to have to get an equivalency to show that their foreign degree is the same as what would be conferred by a United States school.
Are there a lot of students here who want to stay?
Everyone wants to stay. Once a student has gone through and finished their education here, there are opportunities, obviously, that attach to that. Just like a United States student, a U.S. citizen student, they once they finish their school, they are generally looking for a job in the regional area where they were educated.
The government is constantly worried about sham marriages for immigration status. Is this also an issue in some of these cases? I mean, if two students at UB get involved because they're at that age, does that, as opposed to a student at UB and an American citizen or an American resident?
You always hear about stories, but those are outliers from my experience. I've seen, and I've been practicing for almost 20 years, I've seen maybe one case in my entire career where there might have been a suspect marriage. And And this was a group of individuals that came into my office, and I wouldn't take the case. But generally, when these young students get married, it's because they love each other.
How much of a demand is it for many of these technical skills?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Most of the employers that I see coming to my office that want to hire a non-U.S. citizen to fill these positions, not only are they willing to hire the immigrant, but if 10 other people that were U.S. citizens applied for the job, they would hire them as well. We have a shortage of individuals in this country that are able to perform these highly technical skills.
So we have a situation of a demand for these people and a pool of these people out on Millersport Highway. I mean, is this something the government isn't dealing with very well?
The entire immigration system, which was created under President Clinton, needs a top-to-bottom revamp. It doesn't serve the needs of this country. It doesn't serve employers. It doesn't serve the immigrants that want to come to this country. We need to modernize it. And until that is done, we're going to be facing a situation where our employers, especially in industries where there are shortage of available labor pool, they're going to be crippled, and they are going to continue to be crippled.
So do these companies not hire, or do they set up a factory in Xinjiang and hire over there?
Well, let's talk about Microsoft. Microsoft, Bill Gates was very, very much pushing for immigration reform a few years ago. And when he found out that it wasn't going to happen, he built a big office in Vancouver right across the water to allow him to hire the people that he needed in the Vancouver office.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Matthew Colkin's been here, and we've been talking about the complexities of the immigration situation. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.